on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim. Slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line and a layup. The traffic got it, caught it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
Goes left side,
picked up ball. It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
The Gallery Street and the Rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled banner get away for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Good evening from the sold-out Kohl Center in Madison. Alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. Final go-round on the home court this season for Greg Gard's Badgers. They have saved the best team for last as the Purdue Boilermakers come back to town for an early March matchup. Last year it was for the Big Ten title for Wisconsin. Purdue already has at least a share, and they're on the brink of an outright if Illinois can hang on. The Illini leading Michigan 69-63. Still plenty of time, 2.5 minutes left in that game. But Mike, it's the Boilermakers team. I'm not sure how many people were talking about them last year. Maybe not unlike Wisconsin last year when they were picked to finish 10th. I don't know if Purdue was picked that low, but they weren't in the conversation necessarily to win a Big Ten title. They knew about Zach Edey. A lot of people didn't know about the backcourt, but they have managed to put it all together, and certainly one of the best teams in the country throughout the course of this season.
And the scrutiny wasn't so much about the players that were going to play this year. It was the players that they lost. When you subtract the Jaden Ivey and the Travion Williams, that's a lot of your offense, a lot of your team, the heart and soul of your team. And you can understand why people were unsure how the freshmen would be able to step in under the pressure of being starters for the entire season. Now they're at various points. People have liked to point the finger and say, well, they're hitting the wall. I think every player hits a wall at some stage of the season. Overall, though, they've given Purdue a chance to win a share of the Big Ten championship and maybe play deep into March.
And a team that has defended much better this year. Purdue, through the years, has had some just terrific defensive teams. You know, some years, not so much. And last year, maybe that was not their forte. But this year, they have been among the better defensive teams in the country. And then they have the most dominant force in college basketball in Zach Edey, who may very well end up being the National Player of the Year. 19 minutes a game last year, tag teaming with Travion Williams. In the Big Ten, nearly 33 minutes a game, and the dude doesn't foul much either. He's just that good.
And we were talking a little bit about how a defense has to mix its coverages, get really good ball pressure, and trying to defend Edey. I use that word, trying, because you can do just about everything right, and they're still going to get the ball to Edey close to the rim, and he's going to turn and score.
Yeah, when he gets it deep, it's over.
What you can't do is you can't get frustrated.
Right, right.
I mean, that's so very important, and you have to do your best possible in closing out those shooters. Because as we said, there are going to be some open looks for Purdue. Now, over the last five games from three, they're at 29%. So they've been kind of hit and miss team throughout the year, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. And it's, we talk about Purdue being the Big Ten champion, but they have lost four of their last six. So certainly Matt Painter wants to get things right with his group to finish out this regular season. Obviously, next week in Chicago, get yourself as high a seed as possible so you are playing close to home as possible. That's the goal that everyone has. But we'll see. The Badgers, that's their problem. the Badgers trying to enhance the resume. Two more regular season opportunities, trying to stay out of that bottom four. Right now, they're part of that bottom four in the Big Ten standings. And they had a golden chance to get that resume ramped up here tonight.
How fitting was it to have Marcus Landry as the honorary captain when a lot of us will remember that game against Purdue in 2007 when Marcus Landry took on his big brother, Carl Landry, blocked one of his shots.
Yes.
Which probably is something they still talk about to this day. But I just remember the environment. That was such a good Wisconsin team. I think they were 18-1 at the time before losing Brian Butch Ohio State to the injury.
Yep. As now Marcus, a farmer these days, pretty cool feature on UW Athletics social media about what Marcus is up to these days. And it's been a fun feature. I was asking Greg Gard earlier in the week, is this something that maybe he can continue moving forward? And they certainly haven't ruled it out. You got a lot of alums who would love to come back if they're able to do so. But it's been a fun feature on the home schedule this year as Wisconsin basketball celebrates its 125th anniversary.
I'm guessing a lot of people here tonight were really encouraged to see Chucky Hepburn lead the team out for warm-ups. And Chucky will be starting. He's such an important cog in what Wisconsin does. Both ends of the floor, but offensively, and talking with Joe Krabanoff a couple hours earlier, said there's got to be a way to get into the mid-60s, the upper 60s against this team tonight if they're going to have success and win the ball game.
Let's see if they can get Chucky going. He's averaging 6 points per game over his last four, but in fairness, it was just 20 minutes and change on Sunday against Michigan. Your officials, Brian Dorsey, Terry Oglesby, and Keith Kimball. As we are about set to go, they're in the final minute now in Champaign. Michigan and Illinois tied at 70. Another Big Ten game, another down-to-the-wire game. Badgers are 10-6 in games this season, decided by 5 points or less. They've had two others that were very similar before going into overtime. This Wisconsin team has played a school record 6 overtime games this season. Purdue comes out in the traveling black and the gold unis, the Badgers in the home white and the cardinal trim.
I think that stomach's jumping around a little bit for number 3, Connor Asijan, being from Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Little bit.
Knowing all about Purdue's freshman guy.
Yeah, different high schools, but same town. Fletcher Lawyer and Braden Smith. As it'll be Stephen Crowell and Zach Eady ready to jump center here. Area Red filling in nicely. The line was long a few hours before tip-off as we are set to go here for the final home game of the season for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Talking with Crowell last week, he says, go through the gauntlet of centers in this league, all for the reward of finally getting to Zach Eady.
Yeah, right. The true main event in this or any league. As we await the go-ahead from the TV partners, and we are about set to go. Brian Dorsey will put it in the air. Eady and Crowell will jump center. Toss and tap will belong to Wisconsin. And the Badgers move to our left. We're underway here in Madison. Purdue man-to-man defensively. Asijan against Brandon Newman between the circles. Throws the wall. He's with Eady, and now it's Crowell against Gillis. And Steven takes it right wing. Gives off to Asijan. Flips to Klesman left of the circle. Feeding wall. Baseline left. 13 on the shot clock. Wall with a bounce into Crowell against Newman. Size advantage, Crowell throws it out to Hepburn, 7 to shoot. Chucky off the left wing, steps back, feeds Crowell for 3 on the left side, and that is off the left side iron, no good. Brandon Newman the rebound. And here comes Purdue for the first time tonight, moving to our right. Badgers straight up per usual. Smith against Hepburn, right of the lane, gives it to Gillis, open 3, right of the circle, back rim, no good. Rebound, back tap to Newman, top of the circle. Purdue is an outstanding offensive rebounding team, mostly, of course, because of Eady, who draws a double left of the lane, kicks it to Newman for 3, off the rim, no good. Rebound dug out by Chucky Hepburn. Here comes Wisconsin. Early on, no score. We're a minute into the game at the Kohl Center. Hepburn, left of the lane, turns it to Crowell at the foul line, goes to Wall against Eady. Wall moving in, low in the left, goes up, blocked by Eady, and he comes down with it. Zach Eady gets better than 2 blocks per game, gets one early here tonight. Here's Braden Smith at the top of the circle, picked up by Crowell right now. A throw to Fletcher Lawyer high on the left, loops it into Eady against Klesman, turns and missed the dunk, but he was fouled on the play. Well, you talk about a tough match for Max. Doesn't get any worse than that. Connor Asijan is the guilty party reaching in for the foul, the game's first.
We've seen a couple of possessions with Purdue having the ball and how Wisconsin scrambled its defense around Eady. trying to rotate different players to keep the ball out of his hands.
Zach Edey at the foul line. He averages 7 attempts per game at the free throw line. He missed the first. He is a 74% free throw shooter. Purdue, they come into the game with 441 makes as opposed to 305 opponent attempts. Second free throw coming up for Edey after missing the first. He missed the second, left it short. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. Purdue in the mid-70s, 75% exactly at the free throw line as a team coming into the game. Still no score, a minute and a half gone by. Connor Resegian at the top of the circle, and he gets fouled by Brandon Newman. Little touch foul out between the circles. Michigan and Illinois are going into overtime in Champaign now, tied at 70. Rutgers leads Minnesota by 3, 73-70 with 9 seconds left. Got some drama going on again in the Big Ten tonight. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Off a high screen from Crowell. Chucky, little crossover. Steps back, mid-range jump, left of the lane, good for Hepburn. To get the Badgers on the board, a minute 45 gone by, 2-0 Wisconsin.
Hepburn using the dribble to clear some separation space on Smith for the shot.
Zach Edey outside the three-point line on the left side against Crowell, throwing to Gillis, wide pass, and it's an over and back. It was not deflected by Wall. It went off of Gillis's hand, and over and back it goes, turnover Purdue. Boilermakers at times can be a turnover-prone team. It's not a terrible number by any stretch, but there are times when they can get loose. Here's Hepburn, right sideline, throws to Crowell, right wing. Gillis is on Big Stevie. Now Wall flips to Hepburn against Braden Smith. Chucky at the top of the arc, angles at the Wall, right side. Wall against Zach Edey. Tyler with 7 to shoot. Inside feed deflected, gets out to Klesman, 4 to shoot. Max into Crowell, 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot. Shot clock violation as they lost track of time, and that'll be a Wisconsin turnover. I think there you got to try to get some help for Stevie there. I think that's what Greg Ard was telling Max Klesman.
Yeah, Klesman was trying to yell to him, but it's so loud in the building right now, Crowell simply couldn't hear him.
2:20 gone by, 2-0 Wisconsin. Here's Braden Smith to the front court against Chucky Hepburn, throwing to Newman. Newman left open by a siege, and left side three is too long, no good. Chucky Hepburn the rebound for Wisconsin. Hepburn glides to the front court. High screen Crowell. Chucking to the free throw line. Drops it back to Crowell. Turned down the three. Gives to Asijan high on the left. Covered up by Newman. A throw in left of the lane to Wall. He's with Gillis. Tyler trying to work on it. Backs left block. Backing. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Back iron no good. Brandon Newman the rebound for the Boilermakers. And here comes Braden Smith. Loose front court. Scoops it to Newman. Refeed Smith at the top. Fakes right. Moves left. Left foul line extended. Jumper is good for Braden Smith. We're tied at 2. 3 minutes into the game. Here's Chucky Hepburn, bolts up the floor, leads it for Klesman on the right wing, throws to Crowell, outside right, hands off to Klesman. Max coming off a 19-point game on Sunday against Michigan. Klesman against Fletcher Lawyer. Klesman turns in the lane, feeds Crowell, one pump, two pumps, right block, got doubled, and it was knocked away by Smith, who was digging, helping out Edey, and is deflected out of bounds. Badgers keep it with 12 on the shot clock.
And that's a situation if Klesman could reset, he would have tried to take a shot. He put Crowell in jeopardy on the baseline.
Tied at 2 in the early going. Hepburn baseline right will inbound. Chucky looks, flips it into Crowell, right wing. Bounce pass to Hepburn against Smith. Near the right baseline, working the baseline, steps back, mid-range jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound Edey for Purdue. 3.5 minutes in, tied at 2. Braden Smith will loop it to the front court. Working against Tyler Wall, a screen from Edey. Wall works over, Smith driving left it for Edey. Low on the right, tried to dunk, missed, but he was fouled again. So he's been fouled on a couple of dunk attempts. And he will step to the free throw line. This time it's Max Klesman, his first team's second.
In the two games against Wisconsin last year, Edey was 9 of 15 from the free throw line. He had 17 points here against the Badgers, 24 at Mackey.
First free throw for Edey is in the air and no good. He is 0 for 3. At the free throw line, Ethan Morton will check into the game. He is in for Brandon Newman. Morton, a very good defensive player. And Jordan Davis checks in for Max Klesman. Second free throw for Edey after missing the first, and he hits the second. And Purdue leads 3-2, a little more than 3.5 minutes into the game. Chucky Hepburn will bring it up for Wisconsin, throwing to Tyler Wall. Feeds Connor Asijan against Morton. Asijan on the dribble in the lane, feeds Hepburn to the right side. Chucky hands it off to Asijan. Left-hand dribble to the top of the arc. Gets at the wall, left of the circle. Wall, left of the lane, cut off by Edie. Tyler needs some help. Eight on the shot clock. Wall pivots. Not much he can do here. Still needs help on the fadeaway. Gets blocked by Edie. Just absolutely nowhere to go there for Tyler. And here comes Smith. Beats Mason Gillis. Good cover by Wall, left of the circle. Goes into Edie. Backs in with foul called as he backed in on Crow. And Edie, well, he may have taken one of the chops. And a foul coming up here against Wisconsin as we have our first media timeout.
Was digging on that play. Yep.
First foul on Chucky and a break in the action. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And we'd like to recognize tonight's game sponsor, Fastenal, and thank all the good folks there for their support of Wisconsin Badger basketball. Fastenal, small footprint, big impact. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:47 left of the first half. Purdue 3, Wisconsin 2. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Light up your workspace and get 11% off everything at Menards. Right now, you can get 11% off all smart electrician work lights. Now, you can tackle your automotive needs at any time of day with a 10,000 lumen LED work light from Smart Electrician. It's portable, super bright, and weather resistant. Save big money and get one today for $48.94 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. And American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 15:47 left in the first half. Purdue 3, Wisconsin 2.
And one of the personnel moves Greg Dyer took advantage of in the game here last year against Purdue was his bench. His bench bigs. Chris Vogt played over 15 minutes. Jacoby Neath played 15 and a half minutes. And Ben Carlson played over seven minutes.
Right.
That was a nice trio of bodies you could throw at the big man.
And Jacoby Neath had surgery here recently. He's here, but obviously his season ended quite a while ago. Zach Edey back at the free throw line where he is 1-for-4 so far tonight. Mentioned he averages 7 attempts per game. He may blow by that in a hurry, and he is short with the first free throw. So now make it 1-of-5 at the free throw line. Second attempt in the air, and that's no good. Connor is sieging the rebound. Talk about leaving some meat on the bone here. Purdue doing that in the early minutes. 15:40 left first half. 3-2 the Boilermakers. Asijin left wing throwing to Carter Gilmore out there for the Badgers. Kamari McGee as well as Jordan Davis and Stephen Crow. And Big Stevie has the ball top of the circle against Mason Gillis. Lines a curling Asijin at the free throw line. Covered up by Morton. Now Crow flips to McGee. Kamari between the circle. Shot clock at 5. McGee against Braden Smith. McGee kicks to Asijin. Flips a 3. Left corner. Nailed it. Connor Esiejan with his first triple of the night. 5-3 Wisconsin, 15-10 left in the first half.
All the credit, dribble penetration by McGee and the assist.
Ethan Morton against Carter Gilmore. Outside right, finds a cutting Fletcher Lawyer in the lane. One pump up over Esiejan and good. Lawyer's first points. He averages about 12 a game. Tied at 5, a little more than 5 minutes gone by. McGee to the front court for the Badgers. Feeds Jordan Davis the right sideline. Now to Gilmore at the top. Angles left. Hands off to McGee. Kamari left point. He'll toss it to Crowell. Hands off to Esiejan. Connor gets it to Gilmore. He's open. He'll take the three. Left side. It's off the rim. No good. A rebound tapped into the hands of Zach Edey. 5.5 minutes in. We're tied at 5. Braden Smith to the front court. Smith off a high screen from Edey. McGee works over it. Now Smith finds Ethan Morton in the right corner. Feeds Lawyer. Open three straight away. Money. Fletcher Lawyer. 33% from three coming into the game, but he takes the most by far on this team. 8-5 Purdue, 14-15 left of the first half.
McGee got caught up in a screen in the traffic and get out and contend.
Here's Connor Esiejan on the left side. Baseline left jumper, 15 feet away. Nothing but net for Esiejan. He has 5, 8-7 Purdue. We are 6 minutes into the game here in Madison. Here comes Braden Smith. Sets the floor. Hands to Mason Gillis. Gives off to Fletcher Lawyer. Quick pass to Smith. The screen from Edey. Smith right wing. Kills the dribble. Throws to Lawyer. Dumps it in. Intended for Edey. And it's stolen away by Gilmore. Oh, they get a held ball. Oh, my.
That was a quick whistle, wasn't
it? Wow, real quick. It'll be Purdue ball on the possession arrow. Whoa, was that quick.
I don't think Gilmore's feet had hit the floor by the time that whistle blew.
Well, if nothing else, the Badgers will get the arrow pointing their way, but that was lightning fast. Purdue ball with 12 in the shot clock. Smith baseline left will inbound. We'll go into Trey Kaufman Wren in for the first time. Now Smith in the paint right at the Big Ten logo. His pass goes off the leg of McGee. Tries to save it. Throws it to the backcourt. Retrieved by Kaufman Wren. And they're going to call it a possession. They reset the shot clock. Inside feed to first. Feeds Lawyer right corner. As he threw it to the backcourt, not a tap. They're going to say he had possession. So Purdue gets the new shot clock. Smith feeds Newman on the left wing. Now to Lawyer, top of the circle. Lawyer against Jordan Davis. Lawyer left elbow feeds Newman. Lost it off its foot. Out of bounds to Wisconsin. Time of possession was like a 10-play, 10-minute drive and came up with nothing.
Is that crazy or what?
That was.
A lot of things happened, but no scoring.
Chucky Hepburn in for McGee. 13-12 left first half. 8-7 Purdue. Klesma checks in for Connor Esiejan. And now here comes Hepburn out there with Wall, Davis, Gilmore, and Klesman. Tyler Wall throwing to Jordan Davis off the Wall screen. Top of the circle, Davis. Bounce pass to Wall at the right elbow against Caleb first. Wall starts to back, right lane line. Draws the double from Kaufman Wren. Feeds Davis for three. Left of the circle, money. Jordan Davis a triple, and the Badgers lead 10-8. 12:50 left in the first half. As Braden Smith brings it up, we'll tell you Michigan and Illinois are going to double overtime. They're tied at 81. Caleb first left wing feeds Kaufman Red in top of the circle. Takes one handoff, gives off to Braden Smith, trying to drive on Hepburn right of the lane, and he walked with the ball, trying to slam on the brakes, but he was dragging the pivot foot, and it's a turnover for Purdue.
There's certain elements of Smith's game. It just reminds me of a young Brad Davison, the way he's attacking.
Yep, no doubt. Update from Minnesota. After the longest replay review in the history of the world, the Gophers get a buzzer-beating three to beat Rutgers 75-74. Otherwise, nothing going on in the Big Ten tonight. Here's Tyler Wall, top of the circle, feeds Max Klesma, drills off the left wing. Good screen from Wall. Now Tyler will catch the pass, left of the lane, backs on first, single coverage, backing Wall, left block, one pump, goes up, off the glass and rim, no good. Brandon Newman elevates for the rebound. 12-10 left in the first half, 10-8 Wisconsin leading Purdue. Up the floor comes David Jenkins for the Boilermakers. Here's a Kaufman Wren at the left elbow. Hands off to Jenkins. Picked up by Klesman, and Jenkins throws it away. Wanted first to the right corner. First started to break into the baseline. And the pass for the transfer from Utah goes out of bounds, and we have the under 12 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And Badger basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the America Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:55 left of the first half. Wisconsin 10, Purdue 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. Sam Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. No shortage of energy in the building tonight. 11:55 left of the first half. Wisconsin 10, Purdue 8.
Before that timeout was called on the floor, just watching Klesman battle with Lawyer. I mean, he was literally in his jersey trying to chase him around. We all know how tough and tenacious Klesman has been throughout this season with his defense. Lawyer is just such an instinctive player, especially for a first-time starter, a freshman. He knows the game so well. His dad is, a scout for the Clippers.
He's
got a long basketball history in that family. Of course, his brother is at Davidson now, started at Michigan State Foster. But you can tell he just has a feel for the game itself, besides other shooting skills that he possesses.
Does. And what's going to get lost in that the bitter ending for Wisconsin on Sunday was Max Klesman, the two monster rejections late in regulation. He's doing all those things, making the winning plays, and he's out there with Jordan Davis, Chucky Hepburn, Tyler Wall, and Stephen Crowell. 11:55 left in the first half. 10-8 Wisconsin. Trey Kaufman ran out there. Fletcher Lawyer, Caleb First, Brandon Newman, along with David Jenkins.
Klesman had 5 threes against Michigan. We'll see if he get open from the arc today against Purdue.
Chucky Hepburn runs it up the left sideline for Wisconsin. Against David Jenkins, baseline left, throwing it out to Klesman, turns to Davis between the arcs, bounce pass, Tyler Wall, right wing, throwing to Jordan, not ready for the pass, it goes through him, and he'll touch it up for the over and back turnover, Wisconsin. Was it ready for that send back, and the Badgers guilty of the miscue, the first turnover, or make that the second turnover, I should say, for Wisconsin. Caleb First, sideline right, will inbound into David Jenkins. Jenkins started his career at South Dakota State, time at UNLV, and last year at Utah. Fletcher Lawyer left wing, goes into Kaufman Wren, left of the lane. He's with Stephen Crowell. Kaufman Wren starts to back, mid-post left, still backing, left shoulder turn, tough shot, right hand rolls in. And Trey Kaufman Wren. Great guard, you're saying, that's a name you need to keep in mind. Redshirt freshman, Indiana kid. Tied at 10 with 11:10 left of the first half. Crowell left of the circle, Lisa for Wall, Tyler off the right elbow, whistle off the ball, and a foul called. Brian Dorsey on the whistle, and this will be David Jenkins. And that's his first of the team's second as Asijan checks back in for the Badgers and for Jordan Davis. 11:06 left in the first half. Wisconsin and Purdue tied at 10. Hepburn baseline right, will inbound. Chucky looks, throws to Crow high on the right. Crow one dribble, a hand off to Hepburn, off the Crow screen. Open three, Chucky right side, bangs off the rim, no good. Kaufman ran the rebound. And here comes Fletcher Lawyer to the front court for the Boilermakers. High screen, Kaufman ran. Lawyer left lane line, out to Jenkins, top of the circle. Hepburn defending him, now first right point, matched up with Wall. A pass for Lawyer, Klusman out on him. Lawyer gets it to Wren, back to Lawyer. Baseline right, 15-footer over Klusman is good. Fletcher Lawyer has 7. 12-10 Purdue with 10:37 left in the first half. Chucky Hepburn on the dribble. Breaks the mid-stride, leaves it for Wall. Gives off to Klesman. Left-hand toss, Crow top of the circle. Stevie one dribble. Gives to Hepburn. Chucky off the left wing. Darts it back to Crow, left of the circle. Hoffman Wren defending Crow. Bounce pass Wall. He's with first. Wall left of the lane. Got a double team from Kaufman Wren. Bounce pass to Klesman. 7 to shoot. Max puts it on the deck. Loops it into Wall. Tough pass. Nice catch. Low in the right. Wall, yes. Whoa, did he earn that? Tied at 12 with 10:03 left in the first half.
Well, Tyler Wall was able to stay on balance there and get a good shot up off the glass in traffic.
David Jenkins sets the floor, throws left side for Brandon Newman. A Seagen trying to get into him now first, rotates it to Jenkins, low pass, but he digs it off of the top of his shoes, does Jenkins, throwing it to Newman, top of the circle, whips it inside for Kaufman Wren in the lane, and he gets fouled by Stephen Crow. So Purdue trying to get some minutes here with Zach Edey on the bench. And Stephen Crow picks up his first foul, and just as I say that, Edey back in for the 6'9 redshirt freshman, Trey Kaufman Wren. And his team foul number 4 against Wisconsin.
They're going to go with the two bigs now. They took first out.
Oh, you're right. Yep, I thought Kaufman Wren was coming out. Inbounds pass, Lawyer right of the lane, runs it up, missed it. I think he lost the grip at the rebound tip to Kaufman Wren. And now a reset for the Boilermakers. Edey draws the double. Wall and Crow out to Lawyer, rotates Newman. Right side three is off the iron, no good. Edey the rebound, he got tied up by Asijan. And ooh, not a good decision there by Connor as he's just picked up his second foul with 9:28 left in the first half.
It's a hard thing to make those choices in the heat of battle, especially when you're trying to get around Edey, trying to knock the ball free from Edey. Just have to be a little bit more cautious.
Had a lot of ball, but they say got enough of the arm there. So Jordan Davis is in as pass deflected out of bounds off the inline out of bounds. So Purdue will reset. 19 on the shot clock, 9:27 left in the half. Badgers and Boilermakers are tied at 12. Sideline left now. Purdue inbounding as Newman flips it into Jenkins. Jenkins against Chucky Hepburn. High screen, Edey. Jenkins moves to the right point. Throws to Kaufman Wren. Into Edey. Right block. One pump. Up right hand. Good. Zach Edey with his first bucket. 3 points for him. And it's 14-12 the Boilermakers. 9:10 left of the break. Jordan Davis off the high screen from Wall. And a pass intended for Klesman. Picked off by Newman down the lane. Layup is good. And that's the pick six that Greg Gard says cannot happen here tonight. Gave him an easy one. It's 16-12 Purdue. 8:55 left of the first half. Hepburn at the left point. Chucky to the free throw line. Out the Wall. Right of the circle. Leads it for Max Klesman. Around a Wall ball screen. Klesman right elbow. Step back. Fadeaway jump is good. First points for Klesman. 16-14 Purdue. 8:38 left of the first half. David Jenkins, a 6'1 senior from Tacoma, Washington. Walks it through the midcourt logo. Working against Chucky Hepburn. Jenkins angles left, throws to Kaufman Red. Pass intended for Edey, deflected by Wall, and then Tyler just ripped it away from Zach Edey. Turnover Purdue. Wall on the run. Stops right elbow. Feeds Jordan Davis for three. Left side. Off the back rim, no good. Rebound Edey for Purdue. 8:10 left in the half. 16-14, the Boilermakers. David Jenkins brings it up the floor. Purdue plays at a tempo not all that dissimilar from Wisconsin. Edey in the double team finds Kaufman Wren down the lane. He'll catch and finish with the right hand. 18-14 Purdue with 7:50 left of the break.
It's virtually impossible to stop that pass from Edey inside because of his height.
Tyler Wall at the top of the arc for Wisconsin. Picks up the dribble, throws to Hepburn high on the right. Hepburn against Jenkins. Chucky dribbles off the wing to the cup, and the layup is good. Good burst from Hepburn. He has 4. 18-16 Purdue, 7:30 left in the first half. David Jenkins takes the dribble to the right side against Chucky Hepburn. Jenkins with a pass for Newman, top of the circle, covered up by Jordan Davis. A throw to Fletcher Lawyer. Puts it on the deck on Klesman. Lawyer in the lane, low on the right, up and in. Fletcher Lawyer on the penetration. He has 9, 20-16 Purdue, 7-10 left in the first half. Hepburn up top for Wisconsin. High screen wall. Chucky throws it back to Wall. He'll try a three. Up top. Got it. Nothing but net for Tyler Wall. A 24% shooter from downtown. But he splashes this long shot. 20-19 Purdue. 6:50 left in the first half. Jenkins throwing to Kaufman Wren. High on the left. Wall defending. Kaufman Wren gives it up to Edie, top of the circle, a handoff to Fletcher Lawyer, pass intended for Edie, deflected, gets there low on the right, Edie turns and scores with the right hand. 5 for Edie, 22-19 Purdue, 6:30 left in the first half.
Edie doesn't fumble many passes inside,
no,
does he?
No, he does not. Chucky Hepburn gets a good screen up top from Tyler Wall. Hepburn stops right elbow, throws to Jordan Davis, left-hand dribble off the right wing, fading, contested, shot in the lane, too long, no good. Brandon Newman the rebound. 6:15 left in the half, 22-19, Purdue leading Wisconsin. David Jenkins just outside the center circle, throws to Kaufman Wren, high on the left against Tyler Wall. Kaufman Wren gives it up to Edie, top of the circle, hands off to Fletcher Lawyer, fakes the long three, feeds Kaufman Wren. Kaufman Wren with 9 of the shot clock, hands off to Newman. Newman being dogged to the left wing, throwing to Lawyer, long three, right of the circle, short, rebound Wall for Wisconsin. 5:48 left in the half, 22-19 Purdue, here's Hepburn. Baseline right, out the Wall, he'll try another three right side, not this time, rebound David Jenkins.
Yeah, there's no way Edie's going to be able to get out there and contest that shot by Wall.
5:30 left in the first half, 22-19 Purdue. Brandon Newman on the left wing against Jordan Davis. A throw to Lawyer. Couldn't handle it. Klesman comes up with a turnover. Purdue. Klesman a bounce to Davis. Going to the rim, and it's knocked out of bounds. As Purdue busting back there defensively as we have a timeout on the floor. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, and Pepsi. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the American Family Insurance Broadcast table, 5:20 left of the first half. Purdue 22, Wisconsin 19. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 20. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 39. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Overcast tomorrow night, 22. Chance for snow Saturday. Chance for mixed precipitation on Sunday. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.com. Not Jobs. 5 minutes, 20 seconds left of the first half. Purdue 22, Wisconsin 19.
Boilermakers only 1 of 6 from three-point line, but 9 of 10 inside it. So overall, 63%, 10 of 16. Wisconsin shooting 42%. Fletcher Lawyer leading all scorers with 9. And Lawyer has showed us his arsenal already, scoring from the short corner, the three-point line, inside on drives. He can do a little bit of everything, and he's done that throughout the season for Purdue.
Purdue has hurt itself at the foul line so far, just 1 of 6. All of that coming from Zach Edey. Badgers come out with Kamari McGee, Isaac Lindsay, Max Klesmit, Carter Gilmore, and Chris Hodges.
And this is pretty much a scout team minus Klesmit.
It is. And Marcus Ilver not available tonight. He was involved in an auto accident on Monday. Physically okay, other than a little shaken, as you would imagine. The car got smacked pretty good, from what I was told. Inbounds pass, Chris Hodges throwing it into Max Klesmit, really hounded by Brandon Newman. Klesmit in the lane, tough shot over Newman, rattles, out, no good. Edey the rebound. Outlet to Braden Smith. Smith to the front court. The question for Wisconsin is, where is the offense going to come from? As Klesmit gave it a try, and it just rattled out on him. Ethan Morton goes into Edey against Hodges. Edey turns, up right hand, rattles out, no good. Rebound, Carter Gilmore. There's Kamari McGee for Wisconsin. He's played well for the Badgers down the stretch. Hit some pressure free throws against Michigan on Sunday. McGee to the top of the arc. Kamari throws to Klesmit, deflected, and it's taken away by Newman. Another pick six opportunity, and Newman makes good on it as he lays it in. 24-19, the Boilermakers, 4:30 left in the first half. All those points off turnovers, 6-3 now in favor of Purdue. McGee hands off to Klesmit. Max throwing to Isaac Lindsay between the circles. Gives it up on the left wing for McGee. Kamari on the dribble to the top of the arc. Now to Lindsay. Isaac, right foul line extended. The jumper is good. Yes, sir. Mineral Point proud. Isaac Lindsay with the mid-range. 24-21, Purdue, 4:03 left in the first half.
That was huge. You kind of answered your question about where's
sure
that offense
did.
Coming from.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Isaac Lindsay. There's Braden Smith. Smith gets a high screen from Edey. McGee works over. Smith darts at left corner. Newman lines up a three. Left corner off the rim. No good. Rebound, Gilmore. And he got fouled by Mason Gillis. Good work by Carter Gilmore to secure the board. Gillis the foul. That's his first as we have a break in the action here in Madison. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:47 left in the first half. Purdue 24, Wisconsin 21. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Let's get to a U.S. Bank scoreboard update. In Minneapolis, Jamison Battle with a buzzer-beating three to give Minnesota a 75-74 win against Rutgers. And Illinois in double overtime takes down Michigan 91-87. So that makes the Purdue Boilermakers the outright Big Ten champs. And that's a tough loss as Michigan still trying to build its own NCAA tournament resume. We have 3:47 left in the first half here in Madison. Speaking of trying to build resumes, Badgers in a battle with the Boilermakers, Purdue leading 24-21.
And when the Badgers have the ball, one of the adjustments they're going to have to make, namely the wings and the guards, they're going to have to be better with their passing on the perimeter, because you see what Purdue has been able to attack passing lanes. They've had two runouts and two near runouts just with slow or lazy or low percentage passes on the exterior of their offensive attack.
Yeah, this is more of that Purdue defense that we've seen through the years. Again, that was not their strong point last year. They had the likes of the Jaden Ivey and then the tag team, obviously, at the low post. They can score it. They can still score it now. They just defend a lot better. And the inbound pass is a lazy inbound pass stolen by Braden Smith as a misconnect between Carter Gilmore and Chucky Hepburn. So another Badger miscue just off of some carelessness. 3:35 left of the break. Three-point lead Purdue. Braden Smith out front. So he'll throw to Lawyer left of the circle with Klesman defending. And Edie draws the double out to Smith. Wide open three right of the circle is good for Braden Smith. 27-21 Purdue with 3:20 left in the first half. Greg Gard mentioned that. I mean, it's always a topic, ball security, but especially against an opponent like Purdue. And it's hurting Wisconsin so far in this first half. Here's Chucky Hepburn, right of the circle for Wisconsin. Out to Gilmore, rotates it to Lindsay. Three in the air, left wing, nailed it. Isaac Lindsay with 5 points off the bench. 27-24 Purdue with 2:55 left in the first half. Braden Smith to the front court, hands off Fletcher Lawyer. He's with Lindsay. Now Ethan Morton matched up with Carter Gilmore. Morton left of the circle, feeds Gillis. Inside feed deflected by Klesman. Taken away by Gilmore. Turnover, Purdue. Badgers getting that ball pressure that Greg Gard was talking about. Here's Hepburn left of the lane. Pull up 10-footer. Front rim no good. Edie the rebound. 2:35 left of the half. 27-24 Purdue. Braden Smith right of the circle against Chucky Hepburn. Runs it out to Gillis. Clear looking at three straight away. Rattles out, no good. Klesman the rebound for Wisconsin. One and out for the Boilermakers. 2:20 left in the half. Three-point lead Purdue. Klesman gets a screen from Crowell. Max driving down the lane. Runs it out to Stevie. Open look for three right of the circle. And it's off the rim, no good. Braden Smith the rebound. 2:10 left in the half. 27-24 Purdue. Badgers 10 of 24 from the field. Purdue 12 of 21. Braden Smith high on the left. The screen from Edie. Smith steps back, snaps off a three straight away. Bangs off the rim, no good. Rebound, Crowell. Good seal off of Edie. 1:50 left in the half. Still 27-24, the Boilermakers. Chucky Hepburn off the screen from Gilmore. Hepburn, little hesitation, now feeds Carter right of the circle. They'll beg him to shoot, turns it down as Gilmore hands off to Klesman. Max on the right side, out to Gilly, high on the right. Gilly gives to Hepburn. Chucky with 10 to shoot. Hepburn, mid-range, right wing, bangs off the rim, no good. Mason Gillis the rebound. 1:25 left in the half, 27-24 Purdue as both teams have cooled off. Smith sets the table. He'll throw to Ethan Morton. Quick cover by Gilmore. Morton whips it inside. Edie catches low on the left, turns and scores. Edie with 7, 29-24 Purdue with 107 left in the first half.
That's where he's gotten a lot more efficient with that drop step.
Yep. That left block. He can go to the left hand. Doesn't do it a ton, but he can. Lindsay gets it to Gilmore. Hands off to Klesman. Max backs off. Feeds Gilmore high on the right. Bounce pass Crowell. Draws the double. Crowell against Gillis and Edie. A retreat dribble. Loops it high on the left for Lindsay. Covered up by Fletcher Lawyer. Lindsay takes the three anyway and nails it. Oh, my goodness. Isaac Lindsay pulls the Badgers within two. 35 seconds left in the first half. 29-27 Purdue. And Matt Painter will take the use it or lose it timeout as Isaac Lindsay sticks another triple and urges the crowd to get it cranked up. 32.1 to play, 22 to shoot. 29-27, Purdue leads Wisconsin.
Matt Painter's probably looking at his assistant coach and says, who's this guy, Lindsay? Lindsay scored 8 straight points for the Badgers on the strength of those two triples. He last played at Iowa on February 22nd. Hit it two hitters, only one of two shots there against the Hawkeyes, played a little over 3 minutes. You can look at his numbers.
He's got his career high right now.
It's not surprising because he hasn't played
sir.
A whole lot.
Yeah, 8 points. Yep.
But from that first shot he took here tonight, he shot it with great confidence.
He did.
You can tell.
Yep.
Of course, it looks a lot better and you're more confident when you see it go through the net. And he's seen it go through the net three times.
He was awarded a scholarship not long before the season began. Badgers had that trip to France in the summertime and got back into Madison early on in their preseason camp. He was awarded a scholarship for this season. Young man out of Mineral Point, the transfer from UNLV, and he has shot Wisconsin to within two. 32.1 seconds left of the first half. 22 on the Boilermaker shot clock. 29-27 Purdue. Brandon Newman, front court sideline, left will inbound. Newman gets it into Mason Gillis between the arcs. Whips it to Lawyer. Inside feed. Edie catches. Turns left shoulder up over Crow for two more. Edie with nine. 31-27 Purdue with 20 seconds left in the half. Shot clock is off. Hepburn will dribble it through the center circle against Braden Smith. Down to 13 seconds left in the first half. Hepburn off a high screen from Crow. Chucky turns the corner, out the wall, feeds Crow, gives it to Klesmith, and he walked with the ball trying to step into the shot. He turned it over with 5.8 left in the half. And Purdue will get another opportunity, leading 31-27. Kamari McGee will come in for Wisconsin. He will come in for Chucky Hepburn. Badgers have a foul to give. 5.8 seconds left in the first half. Goes into the backcourt for Braden Smith with 4 seconds with three, and there's McGee reaching in for the foul with 3.4 left in the first half. That was team foul number six. Now you play it out with 3.4 left in the half, 31-27 Purdue. As the Boilermakers will still be in their backcourt, Mason Gillis inbounding. And gets it into Smith, ahead of steam across midcourt with two, with one. Smith for three, hanging, shooting, missing, and the first half has come to an end. Intensity, there's lots of it here at the Kohl Center tonight as the Badgers go into the locker room. Down by four, guilty of six turnovers, seven for Purdue. College sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, halftime in Madison. Purdue 31, Wisconsin 27. We'll be back with a halftime report. Presented by Culver's, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Halftime of the Kohl Center in Madison. Purdue leads Wisconsin 31-27. Fletcher Lawyer and Zach Eady leading the way with 9 points. Five for Braden Smith, four apiece for Brandon Newman and Trey Kaufman Wren. Isaac Lindsay has eight to pace Wisconsin. Connor Asijan with five. Tyler Wall with five. Four for Chucky Hepburn. Two for Max Klesman and three for Jordan Davis. At the half, Purdue 31, Wisconsin 27. Stay with us. Mike's back with the SBA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you're looking for long-lasting dependability in starters, alternators, or power steering products, the complete line of Genco BBB branch products are now specially priced and in stock. At your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, BBB products are the mechanic's choice because they meet or exceed OE specifications. So for cranking performance, you can really count on, just ask for BBB at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Day sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs, earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center in Madison. It is halftime and Purdue leads Wisconsin 31-27. In that first half, Zach, 84-5 from the field. Only 1 of 6 from the free throw line, 9.7 rebounds for Edo. Edie, I talked with associate head coach Joe Krabenhoff before tonight's game. I asked him, besides his sheer size, what impresses him the most about Edie?
I think he's added a great deal of skill to his game. And I mean, with his feet, his footwork has improved. He's able to pivot around there a little bit and make sure he gets a good angle for his jump hook. And then his finishing rate on shots outside of a dunk or a point blank layup have gone up significantly. And I think that just comes from work, just as you would on a 3-point shot or a free throw, the same thing on a jump hook. So I think he's really worked on his game, and you can tell by the way he's playing and the numbers speak for themselves, but he's a better basketball player at some of the little things that you just got to work on in the offseason.
Defensively, do you have to mix your coverages?
Absolutely. I mean, you got to send help. You know, how it gets there, how much is there has to vary because they're a complete team around him. But one-on-one is a a fast ticket to the exits for everybody.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SVA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Transform your home's interior with the Schlage Latitude Privacy and Passage Lock Sets. The Schlage Latitude Lock Sets come in a sleek matte black finish, along with clean lines and crisp edges for a modern look. Right now, the Schlage Latitude Privacy and Passage Lock Sets are $35.58 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know